Cancer Care Manitoba fatigue information. Fatigue, feeling weak and tired. Fatigue is always feeling tired or exhausted and is not related to exercise or activity. Fatigue during cancer treatment is common. It does not mean that the cancer is getting worse or that the treatment is not working. Fatigue may be present before cancer is diagnosed, or it may be related to cancer treatment. Causes of fatigue can include anemia, low red blood cell count, feeling depressed, having pain, taking certain medications, having trouble sleeping, not eating or drinking well, losing weight. Tips to reduce fatigue. Move your body. Be physically active if you can. 10 minutes, 2 or more times a day, will increase your energy. Choose activities you enjoy, such as walking, swimming, or cycling. Be active when you feel you have the most energy. Learn your limits. Do not get overtired. Sleep and rest. Rest when you're feeling tired. Nap during the day if you need to, but limit nap time to 1 hour. Try to relax before bedtime, have a warm bath, or sit quietly and listen to music. Try to go to bed at the same time. Nutrition. Try eating 5 to 6 small meals a day instead of 3 large ones. This provides your body with more energy throughout the day. Have foods available that require little preparation, such as frozen meals, canned soup and fish, eggs, cereal bars, crackers, yogurt, and pudding cups. Drink plenty of fluids such as juice, milk, and water. Try ready-to-drink liquid nutritional supplements. Example, Boost, Ensure. Seek support. Share your feelings with family, friends, or counselors. Ask about a support group. Accept offers of help. Asking for help is okay too. Talk to your employer. Ask if you can work from home, work fewer hours, or take time off from your job. Tell your nurse or doctor how you feel. Ask if there are ways to treat your fatigue. Production of this publication was made possible through a financial contribution from the Public Health Agency of Canada. The views expressed herein do not necessarily represent the views of the Public Health Agency.